Yankee Charlie India radio, check.
KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, this is KR4AAE. You're making it good into the repeater.
Thank you for the call back. Just testing a build and seeing how it's working, so sounds good.
Yeah, copy that. A little scratchy, but that's probably on my end. Who knows? Just out of curiosity.
It was a ICOM 2730B in an Armalock frame with the battery box in it, and I saw the 440 overloading the radio with a little piglet ground cable.
Copy that. Your beginning of that last transmission was good, and it got a little scratchy towards the end.
But this is a 50-watt radio. It should be a little bit better than that, but maybe that's the atmosphere. I don't know. I'm building these for people. They buy the stuff, and I put it together for them.
Pretty cool. I've been thinking about doing the same thing with a little small portable HF rig. I just haven't gotten around the time to plan it all out and get all the parts and just design it the way I want it.
Who are you wanting to do it to?
Go with the Yaesu, I think it's the 875 Delta. It'll be either that or the Jigyu X-Ray Echo India Golf Oscar. One of those two radios is what I was thinking.
In rails, I heartily recommend the Armalock system.
That is most likely what I'll do is I'll get a frame with some rails, throw it in a backpack, maybe a short little antenna or a wire antenna. Wouldn't be anything that I would communicate on while I would be walking in the woods or anything. It'd be more of a, okay, let's stop and see what's going on.
Yeah, I recommend the Kelty T2500 antenna. It has a little shelf built into the backpack with a flap on top. The shelf will hold the radio, and the flap on top will let all the antennas and all your mic cables come out if you want to walk around with one of those.
Very good to know. I'm almost getting to the point where I want to tinker and build a couple more rigs in case I need them that are a little bit lightweight so I don't have to drag out the shack in the box all the time.
As I live in a depression off of Highway 14, and with a handheld it's just not enough to get into the repeater with this 50 watts, you know, I can throw it in the car. I've got a portable J-pole antenna I can throw in a tree if I need a little further reach, and it works good with the whip antenna I've got running on it right now.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're doing pretty good. I'll definitely look up some of those recommendations on the frame and the kits for all the antennas and the power cords that all come out the top, which will be a good addition.
I'm gonna go put the other one together now. So I appreciate your time and. Go give that a shot. It's a tab, and it will fit in a backpack. You can carry it anywhere.
I will definitely look it up as soon as I get back to the QTH. Enjoy the putting together the rigs, and if I run into anything, I may see if you got any suggestions out there, because it seems like you know what you're doing pretty good. I do know Mr. Patrick. I've chatted with him quite a few times on the radio.
Get a hold of Patrick and tell him to he's encouraged to give you Bill's contact info because he knows me.
Copy that. It may not be immediately, but I will get your contact info eventually. But I'll do that. Have fun building and putting stuff together. It's part of the good hobby, right?
This is KQ4, Yankee Charlie India. I am clear.
This is KR4AAE. Enjoy your day, and I am clear as well. 73.
Yankee Charlie India in 2SWJ.